Nekudas about Stam Yenam and Yayin Mavushal, things that are Nogel Lamaisa, whether pasteurization is Yayin Mavushal, again, in Eretz Yisrael, Paiskim Ramachur on it, so in Chutzlars they tend to be Mekel, Rav Moshe was Mekel. But I had mentioned that at the end, just a peripheral question, which is Kedai to just know something about, and that is, what if a person Taka made Kiddush and he drank wine and then he discovers that the wine that he drank was Stam Yenam or Yayin Nesach the Brei Pri HaGafen was a Brachah LeVatala, that's for sure. But the question is he Yotze Kiddush or does he have to be Mekadesh again? The problem here is it's a mitzvah habar bi'aveira. He was Mekayim the union of Kiddush al Yayin through Aveira. Does that take away the mitzvah? So, first of all, there's a number of nekudas. The aside of mitzvah habar bi'aveira, that not only do you have an aveira, but you don't have a mitzvah, right? That's what it means. You don't even have a mitzvah. Is that a deiraisa dika psul, or is that a drabanan dika psul? So it's a machlekes rishainim. Taisus in Sukkah says b'feirish that the psul of mitzvah habar bi'aveira is only a drabanan and minatayra yoyetze. In fact, the raya Taisus brings, he brings a good raya. The Gemara darshins in Maseches Sukkah that from Chaka Sukkah is Tasa L'cha, that the Sukkah has to belong to you. Now this doesn't mean you can't borrow somebody's Sukkah, but we darshan it excludes a Sukkah Gezula. That a stolen Sukkah you're not Yaitse. So Frek Taisa Sakasha, why do I need a Pasuk to exclude Sukkah Gezula? Sukkah Gezula is a mitzvah bar bi'aveira. Why do I need a Pasuk? Zak Taisvis mitzvah habar bi'aveira is only a drabanan dikapsul. The araisa you would be yaitzei. I need the pasuk to say that the araisa you're not yaitzei. Shemichas Chinuch gives a whole other. Do you want to say anything? Yeah.
Mitzvah habar bi'aveira. We hear that if you're someone get a sukkah, the only way to even kind of sukkah is through doing the avera. But
yeah.
Here the avera is to be
nana
from it.
Kosma that
you weren't nana, you could have
yayin nesach. Mrs. Lavna,
no, so why is there an
avera? No, because the problem is like this: there is a chiyuv to make kiddush on yayin. So you are fulfilling the mitzvah of kiddush al yayin by drinking the Stam Yenam.
Oh, you can make Kiddush on wine without drinking it.
Okay, so that I'll talk about that. Someone has to drink it, right? Okay, I'll talk about that. So from Taisus and Sukkah, we see an important Yisayid Mitzvah Bar Be'aveira is Drabanan. Now, L'may Nafkamina, so what? So L'chari, it's still a Psul Drabanan. So some want to say, if the Psul of Mitzvah Bar Be'aveira is only Drabanan, then maybe the Rabbanan imposed it only on a mitzvah d'oraisa. Where the mitzvah itself is midrabbanan, there may not, because get it for gzeira l'gzeira, the Rabbanan aren't going to apostle the mitzvah d'rabbanan because of another d'rabbanan of mitzvah b'aveira. Now, here is the thing. Kiddush v'shteitzach is a d'oraisa, but the Rambam writes that Kiddush al hayayin is a drabanan, right? The Rambam Shita is that the Yeraisa, your Yaitse in Tefillah, or your Yaitse in Vayichulu, and so come to Chayse, if you learn that mitzvah drabanan, there's no psul of mitzvah babi aveira, so mamele you would be Yaitse Kiddush, that's one mahalach. There's another mahalach based on a nesivus. This is a very interesting nesivus. This is a din in Chayshin Mishpah. Shteit in Mechaber like this: if you bought Basar Shechuta, and after you ate it, you discovered it was Basar Nevela, it has a din of a Mekach Tais, and you get your money back, even after you ate the meat. Right? It's Mekach Tais. Zakta Nesivis, what if after you ate the meat, you discovered it was Treif Midrabanan? In other words, it was only Asar Midrabanan. Zakta Nesivis, you don't have a right to your money back, because the Nesivis Tainis, an Isser Drabanan, that you were over b'shaygeik, is not a maisa aveira at all. On a Torah level, even if we do an aveira b'shaygeik, the etzem maisa is a maisa aveira. The nesivus tainas by nisra d'rabanan, the etzem maisa is not an aveira. It is the merida against chazal that's an aveira. Memela, if you're a shaygeik, the nesivus says it's not a maisa aveira, so I ate meat that was kosher. In other words, if I eat meat that's usher drabanan in a state of shegeg, I didn't do anything wrong, so I don't get my money back. So someone a taina that since stam yenam is an isra drabanan, Memela, if I did it b'shegig, there was no aveira at all. So it's not shayach mitzvah babi aveira, because like the nesivus, it's not a maisa aveira. Right, so one mahalach might be, even if it is a maisa aveira, but if the psul of mitzvah babi aveira is drabanan, it won't apply to a mitzvah drabanan, like kiddush aliyayin. The other mahalach would be that a drabanan b'shegeg, the nesivus says, is not a maisa aveira b'chlal. But the third mahalach would be really what you were alluding to. That is, here's the insight. Even if there's a chiv of Kiddush Alayayin, whether it's Drabanan or Daraisa, the chiv Daraisa is not to drink the wine. The chiv Daraisa is to make Kiddush over a cup of wine. So the question is, so why does anybody, like the Mekadesh doesn't have to drink, anybody could drink. But why does anybody have to drink? Make Kiddush on wine, and then put the cup down. So Rashi says in Ervin, the only reason you have to drink is it's a bizayin to a kais shel bracha that there's no te'ima. Which means the shesias hayayin is not a chelak of kiddush. There is a chiyav to make kiddush on a cup of wine. Memela I have to drink because of a separate reason. It's a bizayin to a kais shel bracha. But the etzem kiddush I made on the wine without drinking. So since we paskin stam yena, some sheet to say is usher to drink for sure, but it's mutter bana. And even if you hold it's usher bana, but the fact that I used it for a mitzvah, that's not called hana because mitzvah is lav lehenes nidnu. So exactly what you said, the kiddush that I made, being yaitze kiddush, did not come through a maisa averet. There's a maisa aveira in drinking the wine, but that's not a chelik of the mitzvah of kiddush. The chelik of the mitzvah of kiddush is the amira al hayayin. The shesia is just to avoid a bizayin to a kais shel bracha, and the amira al ha'akais is not a maisa aveira because there's no hana you're getting from the wine except for a kiyam mitzvah, and that already the Gemara tells us if all you do is be makayim a mitzvah with something, that is not called getting hana. That's called mitzvahs lav lenders. So l'charet, what you're saying is a very good svara that based on Rashi and Ervin, the yetzim shesia is only al spizoyin akos, it's not a chelik. Now, I will say that Rashi and Maseches Nazir, which may not be Rashi, it's not clear who wrote this. Sometimes it was Rashi's daughters, actually. But I hope that's not the reason people don't learn Rashi and Nazir. That shouldn't be the reason. But anyway, Rashi and Nazir is the Mefarish and Nazir is mashma. The Yetzim Shasi is a mitzvah. But that's Saiser Rashi and Ervin, who says the Shasi is only al spizayin kais. So l'chari, it's a good that's a good teretz to us that you would be it. You want to say yeah? Well, that's too late. No. You're correct. What Rashi and Ervin means is the following. Rashi and Ervin means that to be yaitze kiddush al hayayin, not that I make a brei pri agafen. In other words, I don't have to make a brei pri agafen. I would pick up the wine. I would just make mekadesh shabbos and put the wine down. Elamai. But since it's a bizayin on a kai shel bracha, not to be tayim, so you have to be tayim, mimela, you have to say brei pri agafen, but the brei pri agafen gufa is not a chelik of kiddush, it's only al tzvizayin. So what Rashi means to say is, you would just make mekadosh shabbos and put the cup down. Yeah.
So does that mean anybody can taste the wine?
Well, actually, as a matter of fact, that happens to be the halacha. That actually is true.
Kiddush is made in shul, somewhat, so then the kids drink it, so that's good enough.
Well, good enough for what? I mean, the people are not Yaitzei Kiddush because there's another halacha of Kiddush. Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makayim Seuda. So that already the Gemara says that people who hear Kiddush and Shul are not Yaitzei, but they make Kiddush and Shul for Orchim, who would eat their meal in Shul. But in terms of Te'ima, yeah, Te'ima, you could be Yaitzei. Again, it's not clear.
Could you anyway make yeah. Kiddush on bread?
Yeah, you could.
If the only wine you had was...
Yeah. No, but it's not our shayla. I'm not asking, can I make kiddush l'chatchil on stam yein? I'm for sure you can't. We're asking, did the Eved, if I did, and they didn't know, am I yotzei? No. Your question is not a question. I mean, if I have stam yainam, I make kiddush on bread. There's no, because I'm not allowed to. I mean, I'm not allowed to drink the wine. That's for sure. Okay. All right. So that's kind of the end of that subject. New subject tonight.
Well, can I just ask one? I don't know if we touched on it, but maybe I'll face it out when you mentioned it.
Yeah. Late enough, yeah.
If you have a non-bushel wine in your house,
yep.
And like it's on your kitchen table or whatever it is, and the housekeeper's there, you don't know if she moved it, she didn't move it, or...
It's closed, right?
Huh?
Is it closed?
A sealed bottle or
no, open bottle?
You got a problem. Yeah, you got a problem.
Spill it out.
You have to spill it out. Yeah. You have to be very machmir. You have to be chayshish. Absolutely.
Chayshish for avodah zarah or for what?
No, chayshish for pouring. You know, she poured. Now, well, here's the question though.
She didn't pour. I doubt she poured.
Maybe she took a drink.
I mean, we were in the house.
All right. No.
It happened to be in the shops. I have two.
No. So it's like this. If all she did was move the bottle, the bottle wouldn't become nesar. If she poured from the bottle, remember that the Ramah paskins, if it's not a hefset meruba, we ask her what's in the bottle. Remember that was the Ramah.
I had to poured. We're in the house. I mean, she would have poured.
All right. So then you would apply the same halacha to meat and other things. That if you have a din of a yaitzei v'nichnas. She's mirsa. So in other words, that's.
So would you make Yiddish on this wine? If I invited you to my house.
I think meikar hadin. This is mirsa, meaning she's afraid to pour the wine. So you could be samech on yaitzei v'nichnas if you're mamish in the house. Yeah.
So
now I do want to say I want one thing. I wouldn't worry about it, but no. I would not worry about it, but I'll pi nistar. Remember that Hasidim and Mekubalim and many Sephardim are machmir that if a goy sees wine in the bottle, even though it's vadei not stamyenim, they will not drink it. And then it depends if it's a clear bottle or an opaque bottle. So al pi nister, it is actually better not to make kiddush on it. But it's not usher miyikar adin. And as al pi nister, you shouldn't use it because of histaklus. But as they say, that's not a nisser. But there is such an Indian, yeah.
Well, would you make it a shana?
Well, I would probably, now that I'm thinking, I probably would not because I would chatchila want to be chayshish or, you know,
or
not a bakobo.
Perhaps I served it to you, then would you drink it? No, I don't know, like, how far the cow is.
If there's an issue of covered habrios, I would drink it. Yeah.
Okay, so that's all I wanted to hear.
Because to be machmer on site, connected covered habrios is not appropriate. In fact, I saw Chuvim Rav Moshe, which actually very much surprised me, and a much more serious shayla than his stockless in wine. And this is the big issue of scotch. You know that scotch is aged single malt scotch is a very, very serious halachic shayla because they age single malt scotch in kegs which had absorbed sherry. Now sherry is wine. Sherry is stam yainam. And they soak the scotch in these barrels for a very long time, so certainly would absorb. So there's a very big shaila if scotch in sherry casks, which is the best single malt scotch, whether it's considered a taruvus of stam yainam. Many people are simich, they're shishim, there is a sheer bittel, but there's a question whether it's going to be bittel because the sherry is made to impart a taste. Milsa David all the time. So Rav Moshe is machmer. Rav Moshe is machmer, and he holds that single malt scotch in sherry casks is usser. But then he says in the Igros Moshe something that's very astounding. And he says, if somebody offers him at a kiddush, he says, he'll just take a little bit, so the balabayas shouldn't be hurt. Now that's pretty astounding. If Rav Moshe holds that the scotch is usser because of the rumors of stam yainam, and he still holds, but since many poskim matir, he will take a little bit for covered abrius. So I would make a kal v'chaymer to his stockless bialma. Really, it's really appealing to me that if Rav Moshe holds something is usher in the yikar adin, that he would take a little bit. What type of cheshbon is that? But Rav Moshe says it. What can I tell you? It's maisa rav. Yeah.
Just to clarify, it's only if they pour or shake it as well.
If they actually shake it, agitate it.
Pick it up and move it without moving the wine.
It's okay. It's actually okay. A guy who touches a bottle and just moves it without shaking it is mutter. If he pours it, remember, what comes out for sure is usser. What is in is a machlekes, but the Ramah says, if it's not a hefsed mruva, you should be machmer and usser. Yeah.
Is there a chiluk between a goy and someone who's much worship above the zera, like the Thai Philippine helper to worship
On this halacha, there wouldn't be. The mirsas, the idea that they're afraid is the same. There is an
afkamina.
No, that's the same. That's the same. You still need shikshik. Okay. I want to talk tonight about a shayla that you're going to encounter. It's a very practical shayla. And lamaisa, the bottom line is we are fairly mako, but it comes up a lot, and it even comes up here. And that is the isser of teaching a guy divrei taira. And when does it apply? And what type of Torah does it apply to? What type of goy does it apply to? A ger, someone who wants to be a ger, or whatever. Now this comes up in a lot of places. First of all, because of sometimes the goy identifies himself as a goy. He knows he's a goy, but he wants to learn Torah. Sometimes he thinks he's a Jew, but he's really a goy. Such as his father was Jewish and he was raised as a Jew. Or he or his parents had a conservative or reform geiris, which al pidin is not valid. So for a number of reasons, you can be dealing with goyim all over the place. Also, we have issues of Russian Jews, who unfortunately, in many cases, are becheskas akum, because of the intermarriage in the Soviet Union. That's a problem in Eretz Israel now, with literally thousands of Russian, not just Gerim, but people who thought they were born Jews who wind up to be Goyim. And this will also be a problem with intermarriage. Maybe we'll give another shiur about can you have an intermarried couple over for Shabbos, but suffice it to say that if they are over, there's divrei Torah, is there a problem? So what's interesting is there are actually two different Gemaras on this topic. One is looking at it from the Goy's perspective, and one is looking at it from the Yid's perspective. And Taisvis and the other Mepharshim ask Akasha, why do we have two Gemaras? So it's worthwhile to look at two different Gemaras here. The first Gemara is Sanhedrin, Nun Tesamad Aleph, B'Shem Rav Yechanan, and this is the Rambam brings Lahalacha. There's an Isser on a Goy, not on me. It says, Goy, Akum, and we assume that's Lav Daf Govid of Odizar, any Goy. Goy Sha'asak B'Taira. A Goy that is Oisek Bataira is Chayav Misa. Akum Sha'asak Bataira Chayav Misa. The Gemara asks the Kasha, why? Now Chayav Misa doesn't mean Basin kills him, but Bidei Shamayim is Chayav Misa. The Rambam makes it clear we don't physically kill a guy because he's learning Torah. Frek de Gemara, it's not one of the Sheva Mitzvah Spinei Nayach. Why is a guy forbidden to learn Torah? So the Gemara gives two interpretations. It says in the Pasuk, Taira Tziva Lanu Maisha, Mayrasha Kihilas Yaakov. So Mayrasha either means an inheritance, or Chazal have a drasha Ma'orasa. It's like our wife. It's Ma'uras for us. So the Gemara says like this. If you read it, Mayrasha, Taira is our property. So the guy is Chayav Misa because of Gezel, stealing. He's stealing Jewish property. It's one of the Sheva Mitzvos B'nai Nayach. It's Gezel. And if the Torah is like our wife, it's Arayas. Now again, there's a shayla if this is an asmachta or not. The Lech Mishnah says the whole thing is drabanan. But the Gemara seems to say, it seems to locate the Isser of an Akum Sha'isek B'Taira as either a form of Gezel from Klal Yisrael, or a form of Arayas, because the Torah is like our wife. That's how it should be. So Frek de Gemara Kasha, we have a drasha that Akum Sha'isek B'Taira is like a Kayin Gadol. That's a great thing for a guy learning Torah. The Gemara's answer is B'Sheva Mitzvah Ditu. That is when the guy learns about the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Nayach. Certainly he could be Ma'ayin. Now by the way, that's a very interesting Gemara in and of itself. There's a tshuva of the Ramah. The Ramah, many people are chaylik on the Ramah. The Ramah says that the last of the Sheva Mitzvahs is Dinim, which is to establish rules in Dinei Mamonis. The Ramah says that Goyim are mechuyev to establish Dinei Mamonis like Dinei Yisrael. Now most say no, they make their own laws. But the Ramah says all of Cheshin Mishpat is obligatory on Goyim under the mitzvah of dinim. So it turns out, according to the Ramah at least, a goy might be able to learn bava kama, bava bavas, and everything else, because that's nichlal in dinim. But they say the nitziv and almost everybody says dinim doesn't mean the goy is mechuyev and chayshe mishpat like shomrim and everything else, but they have to make their own laws. Yeah, okay. Now, the Gemara in Sanhedrin is not talking about an isser on a yid to teach a goy Torah. We'll get to that. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is talking about the isser on the goy, right? Akum goy she'asak b'tayra chayav misa. Derech Agav, the Prusha Sturachim, the Mishnah Lamelech, asks an interesting kasha. He asks a kasha that before Yaakov and Yosef were separated, so Yaakov was learning with Yosef the Parsha of Egla Arufa, and that is how Yosef, you know, that's how Yosef convinced Yaakov that he was still alive, because he sent Agolos, he sent wagons, and it's a pun, Agolos and Egla, and that is how Yaakov knew that Yosef was alive. So frek the precious drachim, if a guy is not allowed to learn Torah, and the Yidden before Matan Torah had the status of Bnei Nayach, how was Yaakov allowed to learn with Yosef the Parsha of Egla Rufa? So, Zuck the Mishnah Melech, Gavala Gateres, he says, Kaida Matan Torah, for sure there's no Isser. Because if the Isser is, the Torah becomes the property of the Jewish people, or the Torah is the wife of the Jewish people, that happened at Matan Torah. So the Isser of Gezel and Arayas, because the Torah belongs to the Jewish people, is only from Matan Torah V'Yelech. Before Matan Torah, any guy could learn Torah, because it's not yet Mayrasa and it's not yet Mayrasha. Right? So that's the precious Drachim's terrace. Yeah. Yes, I'll go over all of those parts. I just want to get the Mokar first. Now, there's a totally separate Mokar from a Gemara in Chagiga. Chagiga Yud Gimel. And this is Ravami. And unlike Sanhedrin that talks about the Goy's Isser, this is a Pasuk that talks about an Isser for the Jew, and it's not Simechen on a Doraisa. It seems to use another drasha from Ksuvim, and that is Ein Meisrin Divrei Torah Li'Avdei Kechavim. Ein Meisrin. We do not give over teachings of Torah, again, to be defined, to Goyim. And it brings the pasuk into Tehillim. Magid devarav liyakov. The Eibishter, right, every day we say this, the Eibishter gave his words to Yaakov. Chukav u'mishpatav liYisrael. Loi asachem l'chol goy. He did not do this to any other nation. U'mishpatim bal yidaum. And did not make known to them Mishpatim. And since we're supposed to emulate Hashem's Midah, Balakha Vidrachav, the Abishur didn't do it, we don't do it. Now, this is not a Doraisa, because this is just a Drasha from Magid Devarav Liyakov. So, Frek Taisus and Chagigai Kasha, why does Rav Ami have to come on to a new Drasha of Ein Meisrin, Bechaira, if we know from Sanhedrin that a goy is not allowed to learn Torah, then feshteitzach, I'm not allowed to teach him, because if I teach him Torah, I'm causing him to be oiver on either Arayas or Gezel, and there's an isser of lifnei iver leisitei michshol. So why do you need an asmachta to say you don't teach a goy Torah? I can't teach a goy Torah because it's lifnei iver on one of the sheva mitzvahs. Zuck Taisus a Teretz, and based on stuff we talked about, you'll hear the Teretz, that the Chiddush is, even if the guy has another guy who could teach him Torah, or the guy has a translation, or the guy has an internet website that he could go to, so Memela, the din of Lifnei Iver, is only in a case of Trei Avra Dinara, where without my help, the Avera couldn't have been done. But where the goy would be able to do this Avera, even without my help, then I'm not Iver Lifnei Iver by assisting him. Kamash Malan, the Gemara in Chagiga, that even in that case, Ein Meisrin, Divrei Torah Liakum, because of Magid Devar of Yaakov. Hear what Taisa is saying? As Taisa says, if the guy would have no other resource but you, it would be Asher D'Arayis Al Slifnei Iber. But if he has another resource, it's Chad Avodah. It's like the Nazir and the wine is on the same side of the river. Lifnei Iver there isn't. And even though by a Yid there's an Isser of Misayaya, but there's no Misayaya by a guy. It's only Lifnei Iver Mamish. Aber the din of Ein Maisrin is even in that case, right? This is what Taisa says in Chagiga, which makes it a strong Isser. Again, we have to explain, does it apply to a candidate for Geirus? We'll talk about that. What type of Torah? Now, so here, let me just mention the Turei Evin. The Turei Evin gives a gewaldige teretz to Taisus as Kasha, and from the Turei Evin, you actually have a very important halacha lemaisa deka distinction. The Turei Evin, time is like this. The Turei Evin says, although Achrayim questioned the Turei Evin on this, he says, if you learn that the Isser of a guy learning Torah is Gezel, which is really only one opinion, but the Turei Evin seems to paskin like that, then, paradoxically, it's only going to be usher if the guy does it on his own. If I teach the guy Torah, it's not shayach that the guy is a gazlan, because as a Jewish person, I am one of the bailim of the Torah, and therefore I'm allowing the guy to share it. Now, some people are chaylik with that, because they're medame it this way. Torah doesn't belong to a yachid, Torah belongs to Am Yisrael. And any given member of Am Yisrael doesn't have the kayach to be mevatir. But the Turei Evin learns like this. The Turei Evin learns that the Gemara in Sanhedrin is an Aveira only if the guy does it on his own. If I teach him, there's no Aveira. In other words, the guy is doing no Aveira, so there's no Lifneiver. I'm not Machshelin. But there's a new Aveira of Ein Maisrin. Right? That's how the Turei Evin learns. Now, the Turei Evin then goes further. The Turei Evin says, in the Teichen of Torah, there's a nafkamina between the Gemara in Sanhedrin and the Gemara in Chagiga. If the Limud HaTorah is mitam gezel, then any part of Torah is going to be gezel. Torah shebichsav or Torah shebal peh. So the goy on his own is not supposed to learn anything. But the Isser of Ein Maisrin refers to giving him a deep Havana of Torah, Bi'ian, and the like. So Memela, the Turei Evin makes the following dichotomy. He says, a guy on his own, if the guy would ask, is not allowed to learn anything. But if a guy approaches a Yid, and the Yid is teaching him Midaita, the guy is not over anything, because there's no Gezela, and therefore the Yid is not over on Lifnei either, because I'm not causing him to sin. But I, as a Yid, am not allowed to give him a deep Havana of the Torah. But if I teach him superficially the basic structure of Torah Shebichsav, and even Halachas Pesukos, basic Halacha, without going into Ian, the Turei Evin says, there's no Aveira at all. But you hear how he gets it. He doesn't just say it as a Stam Svara, as many Achrayim actually say. He gets it from reconciling the two ideas, because the Gemara in Sanhedrin is a Gezel Dikadin. If it's a Gezel Dikadin, it even applies to Shtachias, superficial. But when I teach him, it's not Gezel anymore. There's only an Isra of Ein Maisrin. Ein Maisrin is Mashmei Lashon of Havana, to give him a deep understanding. Mimela, if what I give the guy is basic information about Judaism, the guy is not over on his Isser, because I'm giving it to him. I'm not over on my Isser, because it's not Bi'iyun. Right? Mimela, it's going to be okay. Right? So the Turei Evin gets from this Yisait that a Jew is allowed to teach a guy what you call Pshat. Now again, it's not so easy to always define, but certainly Torah Shebichsav, basic Judaism, and the Turei Evin says, even halacha. And of course, when you teach halacha, you're giving reasons, you know, why we wear tzitzis, whatever it is, but simple reasons and explanations you do, but you don't do an ian, so a pilpul you wouldn't do, although I mentioned like the Tshuva Saramoha, there might be a makom to learn Bava Kamma, but you know, you wouldn't learn Bava Kamma with him. Right? This is a yisai that comes out from the Shagas Aryeh, and the truth is, many Achrayim, they don't use the Shagas Aryeh, they don't use his for emphoring the two Maimorim, but they do say that even mitzad the goy, they say the yisur is only be'ian, the yisur is not shkachis. In other words, unlike the Turiyevin who wants to differentiate between the goy's yisur and my yisur, they say generally that this whole thing is only talking about be'ian. So what you have is the following: you have different gedarim here. Some achrayim are mechalek. Torah shebichsav is always mutter and not Torah shebal peh. Others are mechalek between a bekias and an ion. But let me mention the following problem.
What's yes. Far to say this chiluk that it's the difference between shebichsav and ion and
Well, the chiluk between ion and not is. Yeah, it comes from the pasuk because it's like this. Magid devarav liyakov chukav umishpatav. So the way the Torah even touches up, chok is the union of Torah without reasons, and mishpat is megala the inner reasons for things. So the Torah asers or the pasuk is asering chukim b'tsiruf mishpatim. But if it's just superficial, it's all together chukim. Pure chukim is mutter. Now, again, I haven't talked about geiris yet. Geiris will be a separate issue. So keep geiris as a separate part. We're just talking about learning Torah with goyim. Yeah.
Let's say you're not sure of the person. I mean, the person thinks he's Jewish, but could be reform or conservative. So do you have a right to teach him Torah, or do you have to ask him and make sure that he's 100% Jewish before you teach him?
Well, you should try to clarify it. Now, the thing is, number one, as I say, so the general categories are Torah Shebichsav, one category. Another category is even superficial Torah Shebal Peh without going into Ian. There's a third category, the Achronim Remekel, although they're not totally Masberit, and that is mixed groups. That when you're teaching Jews, and there happen to be non-Jews in the group, you have no Achrayas to worry about that. It's not so clear what the site of that heter is, but it says there in kvutzos there are no problems. Otherwise, you'd have to, get a tudat zehut or whatever from every person who walks into the room. And how could you do a radio show or a TV show or even publish a sefer in English that goes out there and the like? But let me mention a very, very interesting tshuva.
Well, let's say a one-on-one. Huh? Say learning one-on-one.
So one-on-one, you need to know. You know the situation.
For sure, Torah Shebichsav, we could.
So Torah Shebichsav, we could. And Torah Shebichsav, we could. That's right. You don't
not
learn
Ian.
You should not learn Ian. That's correct. You don't learn a Taisus and Bava Kamma unless maybe like the tshuvas, Haramah, which is a separate thing. That's called the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. Mamish. Now, let me mention one thing, though, that's if you're an academic, this does become an issue. Legal academics study, even in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz too, they study Jewish law. Jewish law is a respectable academic subject. Harvard, Yale, Columbia, they have professors of Jewish law. Sometimes they're from, sometimes they're not from. Hebrew University, Bar Ilan, Mishpat Ivri, and they go through halachic sources, they go through Gemaras, they go through Rishonim. And if you're in the academic world, you give papers and you give presentations. And you're giving presentations in an academic context. Now, if you're samech on mixed groups, that's one thing. On the other hand, there's a chiluk between Torah, when my kavod is to teach Torah to Yidden and goyim over here, to an academic presentation of Torah, which in some cases might be to a totally non-Jewish audience, maybe not in Israel, but you can give an academic paper in Wisconsin, and like everybody might be goyim. So Rav Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg, the Baal Sarid Eish, has a very, very interesting leniency, which almost takes away the whole halacha. Now, it's interesting that the Sri Yesh should author a tshuva. As you know, the Sri Yesh himself was a gadol b'Torah, but he had an academic background. He actually had a PhD in Semitic studies. He learned in Slobodka. He was a Talmud of the Altar of Slobodka. He then went to Germany. He got a PhD, one of the very, very few Talmidim from Poland who went into the university level, and then he became the head of the Rabbinic Seminary of Berlin, which was a bit of a controversial step, and he was the one that brought to that seminary the Derech HaLimud of the Litvashi Yeshivas. So he was a person who combined both things. The Alter of Slobodka was machshav him tremendously, but the Alter of Slobodka was also very worried about him. He felt that he had netiyos towards Haskalah and the like, so he was always trying to rein him in, so to speak. But he was a great, great gadol. Just to give you an example of how he was, after the war, He was in a concentration camp, the Warsaw Ghetto. After the war, he was unfortunately fairly much broken in spirit, and he moved to Switzerland, a little town in Switzerland. He was a Gadol B'Torah, but there was a tiny yeshiva there, but he was really retired. And he didn't want to come to Eretz Yisrael. He said, he wanted to live in Eretz Yisrael, but he felt that he wouldn't be understood, that the Haredim wouldn't be Mekabelim, etc. So he felt that the polarization in Eretz Yisrael was so much that he wouldn't be Mekabel. Probably correct. But when he died, and actually I said to this story, and Rav Mendel, he should be well, actually said that he remembers this. The Sri Deyesh's Levaya, he was going to be buried in the Sanhedria, Beis HaKvaris, next to Rav Meir Bar Ilan, next to other, Zionist people and everybody and the like. And he said, Rav Yecheskel Sarna, who knew him from Slobodka, organized a group of people. They literally took the body. They took the body away from whoever was conducting the Levaya, and they brought him to Har HaMenuchos next to the Gedalim of Slobodka. They said, this is where he belongs, this is where we're moving. Actually, commandeered the body and took it to a different Beis HaKvaris, because they said he belongs with the Gedalim of the Litvish Yeshivas. So as you know, the Sri Deyesh has many, many kulas, because he was exposed to German life, which was largely Reform, and as a result, there were certain coolest that existed in order to be Makar of people. Remember, the holy site that Reformed Jews or Chilonim, our Tinok Shenishba, was created in Germany. This was the Binyan Tzion. The Sri Deyesh has certain coolest on Kol Isha, because in Germany the custom was, in Orthodox homes, that boys and girls, men and women, sang Zemiras together. And he was the one that gave you the hatcher. So really, anything NCSY does, anything, they always say behind the Shredesh. Now, whether the Shredesh himself would matter what everyone uses him for is far from clear. And we'll talk about colleagues, we'll talk about these things as well. But the Shredesh is that kula that everyone has in their pocket to pull out with kolisha, taruvas, and everything else, because he felt that that was a takana that was needed in Germany. So it's interesting that the Sri Deyesh gives us an interesting heter for academic presentations based on the Rambam. And it's talking an interesting raya, although Rav Moshe argues with him. He says like this. He says, if you look in the Rambam, when the Rambam codifies in Hilchos Melachim the iser of a goy learning Torah, the Rambam combines it with a guy not guy's not allowed to keep Shabbos, right? A guy is not allowed to keep Shabbos, right? We know that. And a guy is not allowed to learn Torah, right? He combines both statements. And the Rambam adds, because it's forbidden for a ben Nayach to create new religious observances. Das, Dalit Saf, Das Chadash. Meaning, he either sticks with the Zion mitzvahs that he was given, or he becomes a ger. But he's not allowed to selectively incorporate new religious observances from Tiras Yisrael. In other words, the Rambam generalizes from two different rulings in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Akum Sheshavas Chayav Misa, and Akum, Shalom HaTaira Chayav Misa. And even though the Gemara has different psukim, that's the problem. For Shabbos, it has the pasuk Yayim V'Layla Lo Yishbaisu. And for Taira, it has the pasuk Morasha Morasa. But the Rambam, again, it's a kasha, why is the Rambam ignoring drushas? But the Rambam is magdir those halachas that a goy cannot create new observances Medina Yisrael. For example, according to the Rambam, if a guy were to put on tefillin to serve Hashem, he would be chayav misa. It's lav dafka Shabbos if a guy were to keep kosher. So Zakhtar, the Sri Deyesh, look at this tremendous leniency. If the pshat is that the iser of a guy learning Torah is he's not allowed to incorporate new religious observances, it only applies if the guy is learning Torah because he thinks this is how Hashem wants me to serve him. He's doing it to serve Hashem. But if he's doing it out of academic curiosity, if he's doing it out of intellectual interest, The Sreda Yesh says it's not usher at all. It's not usher to teach him, and it's not usher to learn. So it's a tremendous chiddush based on the Rambam being madgir. Now that might be more of a problem when someone comes to our Sameach and they want to learn Torah to become a more godly, spiritual person. That Budafka might be what the Rambam calls Das Chadash, although I'll talk about Geirus in a moment. But an academic conference is totally intellectual. Right? People who go to academic conferences are not going there to become godly or spiritual. They're going there because they want to compare Talmudic law to American law or Talmudic law to Chinese law. So Rabbi Chil Yaakov Weinberg says, in an academic conference where the whole goal is just intellectual chachma, he tainas, there's no aveira at all because it's not das chodesh. Now, this is a pretty good diuk from the Rambam, but Rav Moshe does this. Rav Moshe says that das chodesh doesn't mean the kavana has to be to serve God. It just means it looks like a new religion because you're doing Jewish stuff. So Rav Moshe does not acknowledge that heter. So be it as it may, but this is an interesante tshuva from the Sreda Yesh. Yeah.
What about those grains, like
wampum and scissors? Yeah, so no, that's a good point.
What they do kaparas when kaparas.
Okay, so
a lot of Muslim Jews.
So this is exactly what the Rambam says. In other words, the Rambam says that Shabbos and Torah, the way the Sreda Yesh learns, is lav dafka. Although Gemara singles them out, it means any time a goy takes on a Jewish mitzvah because he wants to serve Hashem that way, that is improper. That is a form of gezel and misappropriation, because a goy has two derachim: follow the sheva mitzvahs or become Jewish. You don't have rishus, as it were, to appropriate Tyrus Hashem, Tyrus Yisrael, as a way of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the guy that wants a mezuzah because he wants to serve God that way is not proper. Now again, I'll talk about Geirus in a moment. Geirus, we still have to talk about Geirus as a transition. Yeah.
And Kabbalah has anything to do with Chukah Mishpat?
Kabbalah meaning learning Nister? When you say Kabbalah, you mean like...
Kabbalah,
yeah. Kabbalah means...
What
means
have, they...
Mean mysticism?
Yeah.
Mean mysticism?
Yeah.
Well, it's not clear. The Rambam's Lashon is Meisim that he does. Now, it's not clear. I would say, though, that Kabbalah is not learned for intellectual reasons. Kabbalah is learned for spiritual korban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it might be Nichlal in the Chukim and the Mishpatim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Don't
yeah.
We see like that
they bring korbanos and stuff also? Yeah, but so we have drushas. I mean, in other words, the only reason a guy can bring a korban is because we have a drusha that a guy can bring a korban. So einachinami, what the Torah allows a guy to do, the Torah allows a guy to do. But what the Torah doesn't allow a guy, in other words, if there's no specific heter, a guy cannot do something l'shei mitzvah beyond the Zayin mitzvah. It's kind of like a bal taisif for a guy. A yid has a bal taisif too, right? So a guy has a bal taisif.
Part of the reason why riskers won't take money from Gaim because they...
No, that's a separate... That might be part of it, but that's a separate reason that's really minyan of Hashkafa. That in fact they won't take it from a non-religious Jew, and they won't take it from the Medina for sure. That's a concept that the binyan of Torah has to come from only sources that are righteous and holy, and you're contaminating your Torah when you establish it from sources that are not righteous. That's a separate question. So they won't take from a Machal Shabbos. They won't take any financial support that way. Yeah. There is no problem with goyim davening. In fact, goyim should daven. It's not a chiyuv.
It's the same lashon on the Shmona
Esrei. That might be different. It's not a goy should not. According to the Rambam's formulation, at least, a goy should not. Again, I'll get to a ger in a moment. A goy should not daven in the nusach of Tefilas Yisrael.
So you shouldn't give him a sitter.
Well, when there's ger, again, I'm going to get to gerus obviously, but stam they don't give him a sitter. No. You can give him a tehillim. Because that's considered Torah Shebichsav. Tehillim is okay, but not that. Okay. Now let me just mention the issue of Geirus, because obviously, all of these Isurim seem to be very, very difficult when, if I can't teach somebody about Yiddishkeit until they're Jewish, how does a person become Jewish? So here, let me just share with you an interessante Marsha. The Marsha in Maseches Shabbos. This is the famous Maisa, one of the famous Maisim of Hillel, This is not the one where the guy says, teach me the Torah regalachas. This is another maisa. It's on the same daf, where a guy comes to Hillel and says, gayreini, be megayer me, al menas, that I can become the Kayin Gadol. I want to become Kayin Gadol. So the Gemara's lashon is, Hillel was Megayerim. Now we'll see this in a moment. Hillel was Megayerim and then started learning Torah with him. And when they came to the pasuk, Hazor Hakarev Yumas, that if a Zor does Aveda, he's Chayav Misa. So the guy, or the Ger, said literally, the Ger asked him, who's a Zor? So Hillel told him, even David Melech Yisrael would be a Zor. If you're not a Kayin. So the guy, the ger made a kal v'chaymer. If even David Melech Yisrael can't do the Aveda, kal v'chaymer, I can't do the Aveda. So then he was makabel that he can't be Kayin Gadol. Now, frek de marsha the following. If you read the Gemara literally, Hillel was megayer the guy, even though the guy thought he was doing it to become Kayin Gadol. It says he was megayer. The chayra, if a person is megayer l'shem ishus, if a person is megayer for ulterior motives, and kal v'chaymer, if a person is megayer for a fate, for a motive that can't even happen, the chayra, how could Hillel have been megayer? So zuk the marsha the following. It's a deichik in the Gemara, but listen to this. The marsha says, when it says Hillel was megayer him, it doesn't mean he completed the geiris, but he admitted him to the conversion educational program. So he's still a guy. The guy is still a guy. So then the Marsha asks Kasha number two, well, if the guy is still a guy, how could Hillel teach him the Psukim Hazor Hakarev Yumas? Now, some will answer, that's not a Kasha. Hazor Hakarev Yumas is Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebichsav is Mutter. And it's a superficial halacha. You know, you got to be a kohen, right? So that's one teretz. The Marsha doesn't give that teretz, interestingly enough. The Marsha says the following. Vibalti was learning to become a Jew. Zuck the Marsha, there's no iser in teaching a non-Jew Torah if he's in the process of a conversion. Now, you see, the Marsha, however, is presupposing that Gaira, when it says Hillel was Megayerim and then taught him the Psukim, it doesn't mean he was Megayerim, because he wouldn't be allowed to be Megayerim that way, but it means he was learning for Geiris, and I feel lucky, right? So the Marsha says, Beferish, you can teach a Ger Torah. And even though this Torah is Bechsav, the Marsha doesn't seem to be making those Chilukim. Now, there's a tshuva from Rebbe Kivager who brings this Marsha. And this was a Shad. Rebbe Kivager had the following Shaila. And you'll see, Rav Moshe gives a pshara between the two. There was a fellow who wanted to become Jewish in Poland, presumably, but he would not be able to convert in Poland because you get burnt at the stake if you convert. In fact, this is very famous. You've heard of the Ger Tzedek of Vilna. In the time of the Gra, this was a very famous person, a very famous family. The Potocki family were the richest, they were Catholics, they were the richest landowners in Poland. Tremendously wealthy, and their oldest son, who was a very talented person, he was in line to be the nobleman who would take over this huge estate, became Jewish, Valentin Potocki. And he went into hiding. He came to Vilna, became a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, and he went into hiding because in those days, for a Catholic to convert to Judaism, you got the death penalty. They burnt you at the stake. And for a number of years, he lived Bitsinias, and became a Talmud Chacham, and the Goyim didn't know where he was. But his family were looking for him. They finally found him. The whole story that a Yid was Malshin on him. An awful story. A Yid turned him in. But because of his family's connections, he was sentenced to death. He was sentenced to death. But because of his family's connections, his family was able to get him off the death penalty if he would just say that he believes in Yashka. And they said, you can go back to being a Jew, just say you believe in Yashka. And he said no. And on the second day of Shavuos, he was burnt at the stake in Vilna. He was burnt at the stake, and his ashes are buried next to the Gra, right next to the Gra. And it says, the Gra told him the night before, if you want, B'derech Nes, we could be matzal you. And he asked the Vilna Gaon, well, person's mechuyev to save his life if he can. Am I mechuyev to be mishtamish b'derech neis to save my life? And the Gra said no. The chiyuv of Chai Bahem is only to be mishtamish b'derech ateva. You're not mechuyev to use mais and nisim. So he said, if so, I want to die al kiddush Hashem. If I'm not mechuyev to use nisim, then I want to be mekayim the mitzvah of kiddush Hashem. And there's even a story. He was mesupik like this. Should he run as he's walking to be burnt? Should he run fast because Zeriza Magdimim the mitzvahs? Or should he walk slow because every second he's Marechayim, right? He's Mekayim, V'chayim. And they say the Vilna Gaon called out from the window, run, run, run. You're supposed to run. It's a mitzvah. Zeriza Magdimim the mitzvahs. Anyway, it's a very, very strange story. And the family, you know, I actually saw the palace, the family palace in Lancet, Poland, and the crest, you know, the nobility has this crest, and it's a bunch of, like, flowers and leaves, and one of the leaves was missing. And after he burned, the family changed it to show that, you know, they were mesabel over their son, the Ger Tzedek of Vilna. So the reason I'm bringing this up is that Rebbe Kivager dealt with a situation where a guy wanted to become a Yid, but in Poland, get burnt at the stake. So the question was asked, could a Rav teach him Chumash and Halacha in preparation with his ability to then go to Germany and get converted? So Rebbe Kivager brings the Marsha that says, for Geiris, you're allowed to be Melamed Torah to a Goy. But Rebbe Kivager is then Chaylik on it and says that it's not permitted. And Rebbe Kivager is Machmir. But Rav Moshe has a tshuva that says you cannot take Rebbe Kivager literally. It's not shayach to say there's an isser muchlet to teach a guy Torah. First of all, the Gemara itself says in Yevamos, when a person wants to be Megayer, we teach him some mitzvahs, kalais, v'chamurais. Rather, Rav Moshe says, Rebbe Kivager's problem was, you're teaching a candidate for Giyur Torah under circumstances where there's a strong probability he will not finish the conversion because of the sakana that's involved. Meaning, Rav Moshe Tainis, when it seems probable that he'll be mashlim the process, even Rebbe Kiva Eger would be maskim that it's permitted, but when it is more likely than not, when it's 51% or more likely that he's not going to be mashlim, so it turns out that's when it's usher. Rav Moshe says, Eibazoi, why does Rebbe Kivager say he's chaylik on the Marsha? Maybe he agrees with the Marsha. So he says, because he's tainus. In Hillel's case too, the Marsha's mochiach, it was less likely. Because if the guy is becoming a ger only because he wants to be Kayin Gadol, it's very likely, although it didn't happen that way, he's going to drop out when he finds he can't. So Mimela, that's why Rebbe Kivager is chaylik on the Marsha, because the Marsha holds you could teach a candidate for Geiris even if he's probably going to drop out. Now, how does Rebbe Kivager learn the Gemara by Hillel? So Rebbe Kivager Tainus differently. Rebbe Kivager Tainus, instead of being Madche the Gemara, that when it says Geira, the guy was still a guy, Rebbe Kivager Tainus, I'll learn that Hillel was Megayer the guy Mamish. The guy was a Yid. If the guy's a Yai, the Marsha asked the Kasha, you're not supposed to be Megayer people who have ulterior motives. So Rebbe Kivager Tainus, that Hillel understood that ultimately the person's Kavana would be L'shem Shemayim, and therefore Hillel held it was Mutter even to be Megayer. So Rebbe Kivager Tainus, there's no Raya, from that Gemara. Okay, so essentially the Machlekes Rebbe Kivager and the Marsha is, when Hillel taught this person the dinim of kahuna, was he teaching a person that already converted? Or was he teaching somebody who was a candidate for conversion? And the Marsha is mochiach that he was a candidate for conversion. Rebbe Kivager learns he already was a ger. But the bottom line is Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe is very important. Rav Moshe basically says, if somebody is enrolled in a conversion program, and there is a good chance, or more likely than not, that they will complete the program based on what you see, then Rav Moshe says you're vade allowed to teach them everything, even Ian, so they understand the Torah they're getting into. And the Machlekes, the Marsha and Rebbe Kivager, is only, do you teach all of this Torah when, you know, it's pretty likely they're going to drop out, right? When the Rasha holds, even then it's mutter. Reb Kiveger says not. Now again, this is Reb Meisher's Chiddush and Reb Kiveger, because if you read Reb Kiveger literally, you would just say that it's totally yasser. But Reb Meisher says it's not shayach, because ef shebulav hachi. It's not possible for a person to become a ger unless they learn substantial Torah. Otherwise, they don't know what they're getting into, and they don't know what they want to be mekabel. So that's what we're saying. So we're fairly lenient. Rav Meisher's test about is it likely they'll drop out? You know, what percentage is that? We tend to be makel on those nyanim, especially when you have all the other heterim of Torah shebichsav, basic halacha, a group, etc. Right? We have many, many different aspects of this inyan. By the way, there are poskim who are so machmer on this that they say you're not even allowed to teach a goy Hebrew, because al yidei learning Hebrew, he'll be able to learn Torah. That's a real chumrah. Rav Avadya says that's nothing to follow at all, because since everything is translated today, he could learn everything. As art school, he could learn everything without knowing Hebrew. Yeah.
Emuna b'tachon hashkacha, where does that fall?
Yeah, so l'chare, emuna b'tachon and hashkacha falls under Zion mitzvahs. That's a very good point. And the reason is because if a goy is mechuyev to be maimin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a goy needs to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashgiach. However, you wouldn't teach him by being mefarish Maimari Chazal. You wouldn't take Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, who has different Maimari Chazal. You would teach him the Yisod, but you would not give him the textual analysis that creates that Yisod, right? That is, you wouldn't go through the Gemaras and the Rishonim. You would teach him the fundamental beliefs of Emuna, which Goyim have a Shaychus to as well. You know, there's a Chashev Rav in Yerushalayim, Rav Yoel Schwartz, who... especially the Dvar Yerushalayim, and he writes a lot of books and pamphlets. Some in Hebrew, some are translated in English. So he actually wrote a sefer on Dinei Bnei Noach. It's a little mud. It's in Hebrew, you know. You figure a sefer for Dinei Bnei Noach. Hebrew might not be the best language to write it in. But he says a very interesting chiddush, which is a big chiddush, although it makes sense to me. But it's a big chiddush, and maybe it's a little sefer the Rambam. He tines that even though Chazal say a goy is not allowed to keep Shabbos, right? A goy should Shabbos chayav misa, and even by Geiris, where meyayetz a goy to be mechalal Shabbos, turning on a light or whatever it is, he tainis a goy should mark Shabbos with a special meal, lechavad Shabbos, because he tainis since a goy is mechuyev to be maimin, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is borei olam and rested on Shabbos, the goy should mark that day as a special day. Problem is, that seems, Daniyastaiti, to be Saiser, the Hagdara of the Rambam, that a goy is not supposed to take on new ways of serving HaKadosh Baruch. Maybe he's not learning the Rambam that way. But he actually tied as a goy, not, doesn't make a Jewish Kiddush, but a goy should make a prayer similar to Kiddush on a Sudas Shabbos. I never saw like a Gadol or a Paisek come up with that. This seems to have been his Chiddush, huh?
I don't think there's a Shittas Rashi like
that. That a goy should honor Shabbos?
Yeah, it's one of the Shabbos
Mitzvahs. Okay, I don't know which Rashi you're talking about. Let's talk about Ger Taishav maybe. By Ger Taishav, Ger Taishav is for Kabbal in front of a basin, but he should honor Shabbos. Yeah.
Is there any special status for
Goyim
Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur
that
they get judged?
Well, the Chayra, Rosh Hashanah, the Lashon of the Mishnah is Kol Bo'ei Olam Ayvim Lefanav Kivnei Marayim. It's mashma that Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Adin for Goyim too. On the other hand, Yom Kippur, the Dafka seems to be a Matana to Klal Yisrael as a Kapara of the Chedo Egel. So that'd be an interesting Indian. I've not seen Svarim the Telugoy to do anything on Rosh Hashanah. But the Chayra seems to be a Yayim Adin.
There are a group of groups called like Rosh Gentiles.
Yes, there are. This is an interesting thing. There is a movement in the world now. They have websites and they've published books. They're called Noahites or Righteous Gentiles. And it's a very interesting thing. They're not Yidden and they're not converting. They're not converting. They're mishtagel to keep the Zion mitzvahs b'nei Noach. which actually can have many pratim, dinim and mamanis and yonim, gezela. It's more chomer than for a yid. And in an ideal sense, the Rambam writes that b'nei noyach should ultimately have their own dayanim, their own rabbanim, so to speak. In other words, they should be non-Jewish rabbis who will paskin dinei b'nei noyach. Now, l'maisa, if they have shilas, they have to go to a Jewish paiskin. I knew a fellow, he was a rabbi, he had a shul on Shabbos where he ministered to the Jews, and on Sunday he conducted a prayer service from Guy, conducted a prayer service for the Gentiles. The Gentiles. Not Christianity, God forbid. He conducted a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for B'nai Nayach, as you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Borei Olam. And you know, it's an interesting phenomenon. Now, Goyim don't understand. Yeah, Goyim don't understand it. They say, well, are you Jewish or are you Christian? They don't understand the musig of B'nai Nayach. But the Rambam actually writes in Hilchos Melachim that Yidden have a chiyuv of Kirev, to be Makarev Goyim to the Sheva Mitzvahs, not to be Makarev them to be Yidden, to be Makarev them to the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Nayach. How do we do that? That's a good question exactly, but that is a chelik of the Achrayas of Kwal Yisrael, to be Makarev Goyim to the Zion Mitzvahs B'nai Nayach. The one person that did it, I know it's controversial, the Lubavitcher Rebbe had one of his projects was Zion Mrs. B'nai Nayach. But Alibi the Yemis, the Rambam says there's such an Indian. Yeah.
Is there a problem in halacha having a guy in your house from Shabbat by the meal?
So the Gemara, so this is also a halacha that is widely, so the Gemara says in the Be'ah, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, for Suda Shabbos, there's no problem in having a guy other than Stam Yenim, but Suda Siyamtif, there's a problem. Why should Yom Tov be more chomer than Shabbos? Because the Gemara says, on Yom Tov you're allowed to cook, but you're not allowed to cook for a goy. So Chazal were geyser. You're not even mazmin a goy to a sudas Yom Tov. Shema yarbe bishvilei. On Shabbos, there's no chashash. Shema yarbe bishvilei, because you can't cook. So Mi'ikra din. It's a halacha psuka in Shulchan Aruch. You cannot invite a goy to a Yom Tov Suda unless it's Yom Tov and Shabbos. So the problem basically is this itself creates a whole bunch of problems. Baba Nisenu HaRabim, almost everybody has relatives that are intermarried. And again, we'll have to, everything is a separate share here. Intermarried relatives, you don't go to the wedding. We know that too. But once they're intermarried, There are certain inyonim of trying to be makariv and trying to bring them, certainly the Jew. So you want to invite them for a Yom Tov meal, putting aside driving. Driving was another mitzvah, but let's assume you don't have that problem, right? Everything's interrelated. But the Yid is not going to go. The Yid is not going to go without his non-Jewish spouse, his or her non-Jewish spouse. So the question is, can I invite the guy? And so on Shabbos, the answer is yes. The question is, how do you have a Yom Tov, a Seder, a Sudas Yom Tov? So the truth of the matter is, you see, because of Takanas HaShavim, the Achrayim go to pretzel twisting lengths, and they say very Shvach Svaris, to kind of allow this to happen. In other words, they try to allow it. They say, well, if all the food was cooked before Yom Tov, so you're not going to cook even extra food for a Yid, we're not Chayshe Shema Yarba. Others say, if the person is only tafel, he's only, in other words, he's not a guest that you want mitzad yourself. In other words, if I invite Obama to my house, so there's a chashash shema yarba, right? Covered, right? But if it's only there because it's the spouse of the Jew that I want to invite, so it's not something that gives you a separate covet. So Rav Shlomo Zalman was makel on that as well. So lemaisa, the achrayim are extremely makel on hazmana. But Meikir Adin, there is a problem of the guy. Yeah.
There's a brother in Brazil, he was like Mashkiach in Basic Israel,
yeah.
He was in a small town in Texas,
yeah.
For his daughter, and he was approached by a shul, actually, of Noahides,
yeah.
And they asked him to be their Rav.
Wow.
And Rabbi Yashav Paskin that he could do it, and they were mefarnes him for an entire year when he was there. And pay for all of his
daughters. But they didn't keep Shabbos. There was Sunday?
No,
what? Or another day?
They're Noahide,
he was their posek. He was the Noahide posek.
Literally, they're Rav and Rabbi Yashav Paskin.
Well, yeah.
Well,
yeah. the truth is, Dinei B'nai Noach are quite complicated. In fact, I just saw in the Sfarim stores, a younger man put a big, big sefer, like 1,000 pages, on the Dinei and the Dinei B'nai Noach. It's not so pleasant, yeah.
Just out of curiosity, this Bishul and Yom Tov, what if you have one day an Israeli neighbor that's or it's only adopted, the Yarda is for...
In other words, can I invite a guy?
Yeah, keeps one day, and I'm keeping 2 days
Yom. Oh yeah, you're allowed to do that. No, no, don't compare it. A yid who keeps one day is not a guy.
No, I know. I was curious. We're the makar of the yarbe.
No, the makar is because we have the drasha. It says by Yom Tov, Ach Asher Yochel L'chol Nefesh Hu Levadai Yosel Lachem. So Lachem is a drasha. Lachem below the Nachrim. So a yid, whether he keeps Yom Tov or not, or it's 1 day or 2 days, Yuvada could be mavashal. I could be mavashal for a yid on Yom Tov, even if for him it's chol. That's not a problem. But a goy is a separate thing. Goyim and a behema. You're not allowed to cook for animals. You're not allowed to cook for them. Okay?